Thursday, March 11, 5:16 a.m. Boy, I wanted to say something, and I really can't remember what it was. Let's see. Let me go back and think. I was thinking about this just earlier. Boy, I wanted to bring this up on this post because it's something that kind of just affects everybody here in the U.S. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe I'll think of it soon. Well, I'm going to start painting on this panel again. It rained pretty good yesterday. Came down in buckets at times. Even had thunder and lightning. The dog didn't like that. We went grocery shopping, and so of course the dog was here alone. And as we were coming home, a big thunderstorm downpour started. And we had, right before we got home, there was lightning and thunder. And so we got home, and we were coming through the garage side door and then through the garage door to the house. And the garage door to the house, the dog was waiting for me. He would not leave my side. I went out to get some more groceries, and he was there right there with me, following me, just making sure that, no more lightning and thunder was going to happen. I don't know what he expected me to do if it was, but yeah, he definitely does not like the thunder. Okay, I remember what it was. I was watching the news, and they had this thing on Seattle, where Seattle, Washington, where the border, the city council, I guess, the people that kind of run things along with the mayor, are taking another 5-something million away from the police department, and they already took, a bunch of millions, like 40-something million earlier. They're taking an additional 5 million away from them, and they're already understaffed by about 200 officers. And they had the and then they showed the chief of police, Hispanic guy, talking about how, hey, you defund me anymore. I'm already at the point where I really can't give you good service. And they were saying that they're interviewing this one guy that when you call 911, if they're having a riot in there, in Seattle, say, like they had last summer, where they took over a middle part of the town right next to some police station. If they had that going on, and you call 911 because somebody's breaking down your door or something, they're going to tell you, we can't get there. We can't get there from here because we're too busy. And so even in just regular times, when there is no riot, if you call 911, it's going to take a minimum of 17 minutes before they get to you. So so the moderator, or the TV anchor, talking to this other guy that was talking, saying this, asked about the gun sales, and he said, "Yeah, gun sales have been going up in Washington State, and Seattle particularly." He said that the state of Seattle, the state of Washington, said, "You citizens don't really need guns." They're trying to be the anti-gun state too, and but we're not going to give you police to help protect you either. And he said that, and this is, goes along with my painting, that the vast majority of people buying guns are women, and that's just where we are in this country right now. Like I said, I can't, if I could depend on dialing 911 and the police will be here in 5 seconds, I'll give them 5 seconds to be here. Then I could see a reason for not having a gun, or I'd feel, I'm not a reason for not having a gun, but I'd feel a lot more comfortable about not having a gun. Okay, but if I call 911, I'll bet you it's going to be at least 5 minutes till somebody gets here. Maybe I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what I'm guessing. 5 minutes. 3 minutes is too long if I'm calling 911 for assistance from the police. Say somebody's trying to kick in my door. You know, say somebody's shooting at my house. I'm not going to shoot back because I don't want to expose myself unless it really gets bad. Then I'll be forced to shoot back. But, you know, it's, or somebody did break into my house and they're in my house right now. Okay. So, there are reasons for having guns. Okay. And there's always that knee-jerk reaction from people that feel that nobody needs a gun. Well, you don't need a gun until you need a gun, you know, like when somebody breaks in your house. And don't tell me it doesn't happen, because it happens. There's always home invasion robberies going on. So that's partly what this painting's about. You know, you look at it, okay, so this guy broke in the door. We don't know who he is. We don't know what's going on. But she was sitting at the table. She got up in a hurry. That's why the chair's knocked over. On the table is her phone. She, of course, is not going to go for the phone because somebody's breaking in her door. And by the time she's got to her purse and getting the gun out, the door's already broken open. And the guy is standing at the door. I don't know, he's either coming in, which it looks like he's coming in, or whatever, and the cat's taken off because, it's scary. There's a lot of commotion going on. So, yeah. Women are buying guns, so don't mess with them. Okay. Well, that was a concern, I guess. And, so it has a lot to do with protecting ourselves, okay? We have to protect ourselves. And if the police are there, fine, let them do it for us. That's their job. I agree with that. You know, stand back, let them do their job. But there's going to be times when they can't get there in time. You're in danger, your family's in danger. You have to do something. So, anyway, let's get to painting, okay? 7:59 a.m. I've been painting the couch. Redoing it and redefining it. And got about another third of it to go. Making little decisions here and there, and trying to figure out what pigments to mix to make it do whatever it's doing. I'd like to introduce other stuff, but I don't have the guts to do it. So I'm going to be taking a little break here pretty soon, but I'm going to continue painting. And the wife just happened to come in, and she's going to do her morning chores. She came in to get the animal dishes and for the outdoor kitties, the two that we have now. So that's pretty much it. And it's supposed to be foggy this morning, and here's the appropriate song, George Gershwin's A Foggy Day. So here we go. Nine 48 a.m. Okay, I guess I'm done for the day painting. Got some things I gotta do. Just the usual chores around the house. And I wanna do some stuff. It's gonna be a little wet out there, so I don't know about yard work. But I like to go for my walk today too. Gotta start getting into that more. It's a lot of hit and miss with my walk anymore, especially with the cold weather and the rain, and I don't like cold weather, as I said before. Anyway, so I'm done for the day. Everybody have a good one, okay?